Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I believe for the first time in human history, the words, with due respect to the reverse NFC power rankings, were just said. Jeremy's here. We invited him. He showed his respect, or he said he respected them and then left.
Yeah.
Back to the party. Is that good?
Yes, he did.
Reverse NFC power rankings. You know what? It's the client party. It's power rankings.
You need me to find it for you?
It's powered by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician.
Good job.
Visit EmpireElectricians.com. All right, NFC style. Bills and Lions, what are we up against? 16.
Jets.
Not the Simpsons guy this time?
No, not Milhouse.
Not that joke again? No, the Jet joke.
Wiggum, I think it was Wiggum. Anyway.
You're close. The Giants.
I think the Giants are probably, yeah. Like, what exactly do they have going for them? They're kind of from New York. High pick, right?
Might get Shedeur Sanders, yeah. Deion may not say no.
Right. But are they going to fire everybody? Are they going to keep going? I mean, I don't know. I mean, Daboll still... I would understand the temptation to pair him with a new... you're drafting a quarterback. Like, okay, I got a guy here. Let's see if we can make that work. But I don't know. There's too much damage that's been done here over the last couple of years.
I almost said the wrong record again because on this one tab, the reference site, which I love and I can't believe I'm being critical of them, but it hasn't updated.
You know where the record is correct? ESPN.com.
Yes. 8-22 the last 2 years. That's an automatic coaching change in my book, but maybe not.
Anyway, regardless, whether they hang on to Daboll and or Shane, they're last.
I do think there's no question about it. The AFC every week, it's debatable who the worst team is. The way Carolina has improved, and I don't think there's any question about it.
Bryce Young specifically. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. 15.
I think Chicago here.
I was actually thinking about Dallas.
I'm saying Dallas, too.
I mean, where are they? Dak Prescott. Okay. Try staying in one piece for a year at some point. That'd be good.
Giants point differential, minus 99. Dallas, minus 98.
Pretty bad.
Prescott played half their games.
They did get Prescott signed to an extension. They did get Lamb, right? Did Lamb get an extension? Yeah, he did. Because there's a bet on the board here. Dallas, it's a morning show thing. Dallas to extend Dak, checkmark. Lamb, checkmark. And Parsons. I guess Parsons doesn't have an extension yet. I'm hoping that this is as much of an authority as either the reference sites or ESPN.com.
Those guys are welcome for my checkmarks. They're welcome for my checkmarks. And they ought to get that laterals bet.
That's you that put the
I put the checkmarks up.
Okay, so Lamb does have a contract.
And they ought to get the laterals thing settled so we can erase it. Because the Bills have a lateral this year on the Allen touchdown play against the Niners.
That's right.
Come on.
All right, so
Jeremy's just in here.
I say Dallas, 15, yeah.
14. Is Chicago this bad?
I feel like Carolina at least has some juice. It's not a lot. I mean, Xavier Legat dropped a pretty good throw for potentially win. Chicago, it just feels like it's all bad vibes. I don't think they're that attractive of a job because of ownership. Like, it's nice to think Ben Johnson might wind up there. I don't think it's likely, though.
I'm saying New Orleans. I think New Orleans is similarly in a nowhere kind of place. The Bears have Williams.
Yep. And Adunze.
And Adunze. We need him. We need both of them this week.
Well, let's go Bears. I'm not that down on the Bears. The ownership point is a good point because there are certain jobs like the people within the league, like deep within the league, you're going to have a tough time winning there because of this or this or this. And it's, you know, there's historically the Bears, they've had their share of success, but like there's a lot of desert in there. There's a couple of oases sounds really good. There's a couple of oases in there for them, but mostly it's just what are we doing here? And maybe that's, you know, we talked about it starts at the top as it pertains to the Sabres much earlier today. Maybe that's a Bears thing too.
I think the Bears history is worse than you're saying.
Okay.
It's 85 and then the fluke Grossman year.
Yeah, okay.
That's it.
That's about right.
Those aren't even really oases. Those are more like...
No, that's just a spigot.
It's a puddle.
That's just a spigot. 85.
In a puddle.
85 was kind of a gusher, but then it dried up.
Anyway. Saints. Yeah, the Bears, the quarterback's there. I think he's got it. They'll have to find a guy, if it's not Ben Johnson, some other accomplished offensive mind. And I would still feel like...
And Belichick's out.
They're in good shape.
Belichick fresh is out offensive
for all of these jobs.
Mind. Right. Saints?
Sure. I'm good with the Saints.
They're in the worst position because they've won 5 games. And they still are nowhere. But they're not going to have a top 3 pick or anything.
And aren't they roughly still going to have about $160 million of dead money next year?
Like, that's just how they naturally live
they
now.
No matter what. They haven't been good in how long?
Saints?
Yeah.
Breeze?
5 years? And
at least
they're still digging out. Incredible.
They're just setting themselves up for we had Archie, now we're going to have Arch in 2 years. That's the whole plan.
Bean and McDermott got here, and in 1 year, they were like, all right, we're a purge. Good. Let's go.
Yeah, that's right.
And the Saints have been, I don't know. I mean, they didn't, the problem is they haven't ever really purged. They kept going with guys and kept extending guys and just kicking the can down the road. And inevitably, this is what the payback is.
They're very relatable because that's kind of me. Right. I'm just going to do that tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
13, Carolina.
Yeah, you can only get so far. With your
this is
3 wins.
Historic stuff, Carolina at 13.
It is.
They,
if we kept track of these the way we kept track of the AFC ones, I wonder if they've ever been as high as 13.
I do write them all down. They host Dallas this week, and I bet they're favored. I don't know. I bet they're favored against Dallas.
Well, let's take a look here. Carolina minus 2.5, total 43.5 is what ESPN bet tells me.
23-20.5. 12. Are you to the Bears yet?
I think I almost have to go to the Bears before.
I still wouldn't.
Really?
Atlanta.
Atlanta? See, I like Penix a lot. But what is that? That's just.
I mean, they're waiting forever, though. When's the last time Kirk Cousins threw a touchdown pass?
I know.
It's 4 or 5 games, right?
It's not so much I think that he's going to save their season now or anything, but I'm just thinking long range. They've at least got a guy that I'm in. But what is that? I mean, I've liked lots of college guys who turned into absolutely nothing in the NFL. So, you know, I can't get in the way of that. I guess that makes sense.
Man, all that juice, all that draft capital with the Falcons, Penix... Definitely Pitts, definitely London. Well, I think top 10 picks, top 14 picks, all of them. It's Darnell Mooney. Bijan.
Bijan Robinson.
Who did I say? Yeah, Bijan, of course. And he's fine.
You said are on the team, but yeah.
Yeah, and have been high draft picks.
Right.
He's fine.
Yep.
But I don't know if it's a good draft pick.
Right.
Mooney is the guy. He's killing it. So hopefully you drafted him. Big advance rate guy, Bulldog, to speak your language.
Mm-hmm.
Great guy to have. 12. Are we to the Bears now?
I think so. I am.
Or was that Atlanta?
Atlanta was 12. Yeah.
Okay.
Atlanta was 12, so 11, I'll go Bears.
Sure. Lot to like. 10.
I'm going to say Arizona.
Love it. Agree.
It's kind of embarrassing. Disappointment. For the branding of the show that Arizona is that high.
Low.
Low. Whatever. Not near the bottom. The top. What?
What a disappointment.
Yeah.
The Cardinals.
Oh, I was just talking about us.
Not, I know.
Yeah, not...
Not hating them.
Not hating them.
Hating on them.
Enough. Not hating on them enough. Yeah.
Nine.
Tampa.
Ooh, really?
I want to go San Francisco.
Oh, wow. Detroit. No, I'm just kidding. Tampa. That's the last NFC South team standing here.
Mm-hmm.
I have not bought into them at all, but I'm kind of ready to. That's a bad. You need to get into Tampa vibes here because of our team.
Well, that's what you're motivated by. Like we need. I'm judging you.
Best ball tournament. Yeah. We're into the playoffs. Out of 16,700 teams, we finished 14th overall. No money for that in this particular format. Great, but
darn it.
Oh, actually, there's a little. For just qualifying, there's a little. But not for being as high as 14th. There's no regular season points prize, is right. What I mean. Now, though, you go best of the best, and our teams are the Bucks, the Broncos, and the Bears. B teams. All B teams. Easy to remember. And we have Chase. We have Mixon and Henry. B. Baltimore. Tampa or San Francisco or someone else. At nine in the reverse NFC power rankings. San Francisco is my pick. What happens now? We'll see. I mean, they play tonight, and outside chance they make a run. But they are down bad mm-hmm. with contracts and age. And what are they going to do with Purdy? Pay him anyway?
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is really maybe a critical time for him. Because he does not have it just sort of perfectly set up for him to just dominate. You know, everybody's running through giant holes and everybody's open.
Right.
It's coming less easily to the Niners. He was very good last week after the Bills game against the Bears. Fun game tonight, I think. Niners for me at 9. 8, you're on Tampa.
Well, we didn't get a consensus on this. Sorry. Where
Zach said Niners.
Yeah, I said
oh,
Niners.
You did? Oh, yep. Sorry. Okay, good. My bad. I must have been... looking at my phone.
You must have gone to the party for a minute.
Yeah.
The client party.
That probably is kind of what
is happening
in some way. Yeah.
8.
I guess I'll stay on. I got to stay on Tampa.
You do. That's the rule. Rams.
Oh. I like the Rams.
They kind of stink.
Don't they stink, the Rams? No. Not because they beat the Bills, so they don't. Miami kind of crushed them.
Yeah, I mean, they're not – I mean, I don't think other teams are great, but I would take the Ram team all day over Tampa. I like the Rams a lot more.
Your Philadelphia, the 2 seed, you'd rather play the Bucks than the Rams? Okay, well, that's not going to happen. These are division winner situations. That's not going to happen, but maybe I would agree with that.
Well, didn't the Bucks beat them last year, didn't they?
The Eagles?
Yeah.
Yes, and this year.
In the playoffs last year, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And this year. That's their last loss. I'm
so glad I remembered that right.
So Tampa at 8, 7, Rams.
I just saw Howard Simon.
Yeah. Me too.
Banging on the door to pick the Bills.
Here come some other people.
He just can't get enough. Howard. Okay, so Bucks.
Just open the door.
What number? Yeah, right.
Then close it. Then close it right away.
Yeah. Open the door and swear a lot.
7.
I like Seattle here. I'm really bought into the Rams now that they're healthy. They're getting it going. I'm not into Seattle. I think the Rams are going to win the division.
Okay.
I'll run with Zach on Seattle.
Game out, and they've beaten the Seahawks.
And they play again to finish out the year.
waiting all day for Sunday night.
I hope so.
All right, Seattle swooped in there at the 7. 6. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I'll go Rams here.
Thank you.
All right.
5.
Washington.
Easily Washington yeah. next.
They were the only
next.
Team I was thinking of fighting you guys on the Rams with.
Bulldog, in college. Oh, what just happened? In college volleyball, do they play to 15 in the fifth set? Just 25 in the other sets.
That is a great question, Mike. I don't know.
One of my wife's closest friends has a daughter who plays for Pitt. They're number one in the country, 31-1. They're playing now. We've been watching it for like an hour and a half. And, you know, watching it. It's on.
Because Mike thought it would be a good idea to have the TV on and sports on while the party people were walking
yes.
by, even though they can't really see the TV.
Yes. Make it, just bring the room to life.
Yeah.
So we have Pitt on.
So this is what I
Pitt
found. Volleyball. I found volleyball. Right. Well, actually, we were looking at it, and you went, oh, Pitt volleyball. We know somebody there. Like,
that,
okay, great.
Let's that was on. Match point. So the fifth set, they do play to 15 only.
Okay. Well, 14-10. I'm sorry. We're going to pause the music. I got to just wait for this point to happen. I can't. I'm too distracted.
We're to the final
I've
four.
Got a parlay. This girl has to hit this serve.
In the reverse NFC power rankings. And is this easy now? Four.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it is.
I mean, let me just say Minnesota. Can I do that? They're 11-2. Green Bay is 9-4.
You can. I'm going to tell you no. I'm going to say Green Bay.
I was going to go Green Bay, too.
Yeah.
But God, who would you rather play?
I'm going to say Green Bay.
Here's what I think happens with the Vikings. It's not even going to be a Darnold, you know, the pumpkin. It kind of just blows up on him. I think one thing, they look at the teams they've beaten, too. And they've been kind of AFC South teams, mm-hmm. Joe Flacco for the Colts. They have the Bears on Monday night. I think a lot of what Flores and their defense is winning on is their uniqueness. The pressure, mm-hmm. and, you know, Cousins is a turnover machine. Some of these quarterbacks are just not at all up. When that happens, like, you're dead. But if it was that easy, every team would do that because the good teams are going to own you. And they've prepared for it. Like, a Mahomes against that defense, I think it's no problem. Just the experience and just mm-hmm. they're just not going to crack as easily. And so... See, what depends on how you feel about the other quarterbacks in the NFC. It's not the AFC. I mean, Goff is good. Geno's good. Hurts, but they're not the elite guys. Mm-hmm. And I still think, though, Minnesota could burn out. And if they don't, this is not the point of the power rankings, but if they don't win the division, which they probably won't, then they're at Tampa or at Seattle. And I think I'd be inclined to bet against them in that spot. They do play in Seattle next week. Minnesota. Two Monday night games this week.
Yep.
It's Bears-Vikings at 8, and then it's Falcons-Raiders at 8:30. First game on ABC, second game ESPN, one of those deals, which I'm all for. I'd love it every week. I'd love to even space them out. The night game ends. I usually stay up for an hour thinking about it.
Give me 7 and 8:30, and I'd be okay. 100% in favor.
Give me 7:30.
Fine. And 9.
And 9:30. All right, 9. I want to be able to watch as much of both games as possible, but I don't need like 7 and 10.
Yeah. No, I don't want 7 and 10 at all. Because I said 7 and 8:30 because 7, halftime, here comes the second game. You know, dip into that. If it gets your grabs your attention and keeps you there, great. Not, go back to the other game. You're all set.
Pitt takes it. 32-1.
Yes.
Our Pitt Panthers. 3.
Well, you did go to a football game at Pitt.
I did, and I loved it. I loved it. Cal Pitt. Very similar uniforms. Kind of confusing. 3. Minnesota.
Minnesota, yeah.
2.
Eagles.
Lions.
Lions. The formality.
I'm Lions at 2. I said Lions.
Wait, what?
Lions at 2.
The hell's wrong with you?
That's what I think.
All right.
I think Philadelphia is better.
Okay, I definitely don't. I like Philly a lot, but I think the Lions are just such a complete.
I think the injuries are going to get them.
Mm.
Lions at 2?
Yeah, I agree with Lions
Whoa!
At 2.
Oh, look at this show. I'm so glad we did this exercise in front of all these many clients that are here watching.
There's spouses.
There's no one out there right now. Well, right outside our studio anyway.
That's a great game. We don't get that in the regular season, Philadelphia-Detroit. But I think I'd go with the home team, whoever it is. I mean, you want Goff, who never plays a game outside,
mm-hmm.
at Philly in January? I don't.
Oof. Yeah.
You want to bet against the Lions in the Dome? I don't. Home team takes it. Reverse NFC power rankings. on WGR, powered by Empire Electric, who I hope they're here. Your residential neighborhood electrician, visit EmpireElectricians.com. For more on Bills Lions and Week 15, which kicks off tonight in San Francisco, our chat next from earlier today with Joe Ostrowski of BetQL Daily. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.